Miley Cyrus, Wrecking Ball. We are Quixie 98.3. Good morning. It is Brian and Trisha, and we've got Lori Drury and Ed Thompson here from the Radcliffe Veterans Center to talk about the concert that's coming up.
Yeah, good morning.
So tell us about the concert, first of all. And, like, this is not the first go-around with this.
Right,
this is number two.
Number two, yeah. We did this pre-COVID, and then COVID happened. And we were, Tamara Stewart, who did the concert, and I were talking and saying, you know, we thought we're coming out of COVID, and it would be great to do a fundraiser for Radcliffe Veterans Center. Then that just kind of snowballed, and like before, here we are having a concert.
Yeah.
Last time we actually had an album that the veterans wrote with Tamara through the songwriting processing groups, and we wanted to get those songs out there, so that's what the concert, you know, came from. This time we wanted to have the concert to kind of get the veterans back out after that still going on, but that tough year of COVID, and just to kind of celebrate them and the community show support for them, and, you know, just kind of say, hey, this has been a tough year, and let's celebrate a little bit. But in doing that, we went back to the Veterans Centers, and all four of the Kentucky Veterans Centers wrote this time. So there's a new album, Lest We Forget Volume 2, but all four of Kentucky Veterans Centers wrote with Tamara back in May. And actually, tomorrow's Wednesday, yeah, tomorrow she starts recording that in Nashville. So this whole big Vegemite thing you guys have been talking about, I think she stirred that up this morning.
Because she is from Australia.
Yes.
She completely understands the Vegemite when I don't, so.
Me neither, but.
Yeah. Next time she's here, maybe she can bring some Vegemite and I can try it with her.
Oh, I bet she would love to do that. Yeah.
Would I love to do that, though?
I mean, I've had Vegemite. I'm not going to try it again, but you should try it once.
From afar.
Yeah, I'll watch from afar. I'll be interested to see what you think. But yeah, so we have a concert November 13th, the weekend of Veterans Day. Veterans Day is on that Thursday. Saturday, we have a concert over at the State Theater, 7 o'clock, doing the new album, and just celebrating the veterans here. And the community last time was so supportive. We hope they come back out again. When we went and looked at the theater last time and showed Tamara, hey, this is what we have, and what do you think? She stood on the stage and said, man, this is an awesome venue. But, you know, are we going to be able to fill this? Do you have anything smaller? And we were standing there looking at it going, no, I think we can do it.
Yeah.
And, you know, we sold over 500 tickets. So,
which is amazing.
Amazing. And one of the best things, you know, she came and did the rounds here and some other places to promote the concert, and will be doing that again with us, hopefully. But one of the best things we heard from her is she was talking about Hardin County, and she was able to go to the Chamber at Christmas and do one of the songs there and stuff. And she was talking about how Hardin County is just community, and the community sense that she felt here, and that spills over into the support for the veterans, and that's how we were able to get the 500 tickets sold, and hope to do again, and we really hope the community comes out and just, you know, knows that COVID's been hard on everybody. It's been hard all across. You know, we see it at the hospital and everywhere, but the people in the long-term healthcare facilities have really had a tough year and a half, and still are. So,
and tickets go on sale today for the concert.
Tickets go on sale later today. We'll blast that out on our social media, the Radcliffe Veterans Center Facebook page and State Theater, and share it everywhere once they go live. So later on today they'll be out.
Do you have a time frame, like what time it's supposed to go on sale?
Late afternoon.
Okay.
We don't know the exact time yet, but it'll still be late afternoon, and we'll blast that all around social media. So, and we'll share it with you guys and stuff. Tickets are $25 for general admission, $20 for military and veterans.
And when is the album going to be released?
The album, that will actually be the release of it. It should be out, gosh, I wish she was on now to tell us. She's recording now, so we're looking at the beginning of November. But that'll be the first time it's out. We'll be at the concert here.
Okay, so people can buy the album at that point.
Yep, November 13th.
Okay. All right, Lori Drury, thanks so much.
Thanks.
We are Quixie 98.3.